Hamas's ties with Egyptian authorities were severed in 2013 when former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi of the Islamic Brotherhood was deposed by the military. In addition to other charges, Morsi was held responsible for fueling tensions in the Sinai Peninsula through his connections with Gaza-based Islamist Hamas. But over the past few months, Egyptian security officials have frequently met with Hamas's leaders, including security chiefs. The last meeting was held January with a Hamas delegation headed by its former deputy chief, Ismail Haniyeh. Following from its latest meeting, Hamas's former deputy chief, Ismail Haniyeh, stated a new era is due to start. Ebrahim Al-Madhoun is Hamas's spokesperson in Gaza.
Hamas has made sure the Gaza Strip is under strict control. It's taken some measures to guarantee that Gaza remains stable and to avoid tension which could lead to instability, either in Egypt or in the entire region.
Media reports suggest that Hamas-led forces have beefed up presence on the Gaza-Egypt borderline. Its border with Hamas aside, Egypt is also keen to solve the 10-year political split between Hamas and Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Jihad al-Harazin is Fatah's spokesperson in Cairo.
The head of the Fatah parliamentary bloc, Azam al-Ahmad, recently met with Egypt's foreign minister and the head of the Egyptian parliament and some other Egyptian parliamentarians. They all agreed that the only Palestinian leadership is the Palestinian Authority, represented by President Mahmoud Abbas. Regarding Hamas Egypt, contacts mainly serve to help Palestinian people.
So far, talks between Egypt and Hamas have led to an easing up of movement of people and goods. But Hassan Naf'a, a prominent Egyptian political analyst, sees no real impact from the rapprochement between the two.
Egypt has always been committed to the Palestinian people and the Palestinian cause. Egypt has never been involved in the cause through political Palestinian parties, but through legitimate Palestinian channels. I believe that the Palestinian people need to ensure they have a sole representative that can easily deal with Egypt.
In June 2014, the Fatah Party and Hamas signed a unity deal in western Gaza City. But since then, unity has not been achieved, while both parties continue to blame each other for failing to implement the unity deal. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Cairo.